Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
I mean, I don't think it's anything to just feel. You know, I'm coming here to be myself, work for everything that I'm going to get, and, you know, hopefully we're going to win some games. That's all I have to say about that.
Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman. First pick off the board Friday night, round two of the NFL draft in Detroit. Buffalo Bills. Talk some NFL draft with Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com. Ryan, we've had some time to kind of live with the idea that Brandon Bean thought it'd be a good idea to trade out of the first round, give up his pick to Kansas City, and then take Keon Coleman with the first pick on Friday night. How are we sitting with everything all these hours later?
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting pretty well with it. I know that Brandon Bean went into last season thinking he was going to get a third round pick. Compensatory formula for Tremaine Edmonds, and that never happened. So I figured if he was going to go one way in this draft, trading down would make sense in terms of picking up that extra asset. And sure enough, he gets that third, and then he trades down out of the first round again, and he picks up a few more valuable picks. So not just this year, but even next year. Now the Bills are all of a sudden in a really good spot with the draft picks and in, you know, the players that they could add potentially next year as well. But looking at this draft class, there's a lot of players that I really do like in terms of their fit and how they're going to contribute immediately for the Bills.
Yeah, I think a lot of people may be disappointed with Coleman only because, well, we're reading up on all these receivers and, you know, I didn't expect the first pick to be in the second round, Ryan. So is part of the disappointment, would you say, just maybe a little bit of the bias on all the research and all the opinions that we came to our own conclusions entering the draft?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I think a lot of people too looked at his 40 time at the combine, and it probably drove them down or drove him down on their boards, but. You know, I posted something on social media yesterday. I took the top 10 wide receivers in receiving yards last season. And other than Tyreek Hill, every receiver was in those 4.4 to 4.6 range. So it's not like you have these blazing speed guys that are dominating the league. I know that a lot of people are saying, oh, they gave Xavier Worthy to the Chiefs. And listen, if any team is going to be able to utilize him, it's Andy Reid. And the way that he's worked with receivers of that caliber, DeSean Jackson, and not so much Tyreek Hill, but to a certain extent, Tyreek Hill. For the Bills, Keon Coleman made sense. He is a true X receiver on the outside. The catch radius is fantastic. He has great hands. I saw some people comparing him to Gabe Davis. He has much better hands than Gabe Davis does. I think that Brandon Marshall is a more realistic comparison for Keon Coleman. Now, Coleman will have to put in a lot of work to be that caliber of a player because Brandon Marshall was a great one in his prime. But I do think that I got a really good player that fits what they were looking for in round two.
Ryan, what about his skill set coming into the pre-draft process? A lot of people that evaluate and scout these talented wide receivers can kind of put him in different buckets and compare him to other players. And one guy that I saw, Matt Harmon, Reception Perception, kind of compare Keon Coleman to coming out of college was Amon-Ra St. Brown. A lot of the same kind of challenges with separation and, you know, kind of tested out the same way as Keon Coleman. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a big slot doing really well in Detroit. Do you think the Bills are going to utilize Coleman in any way outside of just that X receiver, or is it solely going to be Coleman's on the outside and we're going to expect him to use his physicality and his hands to come down with everything that gets thrown his way?
I think they're going to try to have him on the outside more than not, but they'd be foolish not to throw him inside every now and then. I mean, they have multiple receivers that can play inside and outside. Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman all come to mind. So, you know, from time to time, putting him in the slot's not a bad idea. And Amon-Ra St. Brown finished third in receiving yards for a reason last year. And once again, if Coleman matches up with St. Brown at all in terms of his production in this league, people are going to go back and say that the Bills found a real gem by waiting and moving down on this draft board.
Ryan, this is a criticism I've heard quite often. The Bills didn't do enough at the wide receiver position in the draft. And certainly I would have bet they would have taken more than just the one guy. But whether that's street free agents or get your thoughts here on Quintez Cephas here. I mean, is, you know, like how would you handicap his, you know, your chances of making this final 53?
You know, he has an outside shot. I wouldn't make him a favorite in terms of making this roster, but he was productive with Detroit. He's had some injury issues, though. Besides missing all of last year due to the gambling suspension, he was put on the IR the previous 2 years. But his first 2 years in the league, he was pretty productive. Again, doesn't have blazing speed, but he gets open. He catches the ball. He does a nice job there. So he has as good of a shot as anyone on the bottom of that roster in that question mark area, that is, maybe that final one or two receiver spots come training camp. All he has to do is show this coaching staff and regime that he can fit and be a contributor to this roster.
Ryan, I want to talk undrafted free agent. We love your tracker up now at NewYorkUpstate.com, but I want to get back to some of the selections made over the course of the weekend, including the other second-round pick that the Bills had, with which they decided to use on safety, Cole Bishop out of Utah. And I think there is a path to Bishop seeing some time early in his young career on the field as well.
Yeah, Bishop was one of my favorite prospects in the safety position in this draft class, and he can play both spots. You can interchange him. You can use him as a third safety if you don't want to get him on the field immediately as a rookie, if you're comfortable with Mike Edwards and Taylor Rapp as your starting combination, that's fine. But Bishop is also a tremendous pass rusher. He's great at blitzing, getting after the quarterback. I really think that in this system, the way that Sean McDermott and company have really coached up these members of the secondary cornerbacks and safeties, that Bishop has a chance to be a really good player sooner rather than later.
Ray Davis going in the fourth round. I mean, you read his story, Ryan, just very inspiring how literally he is a self-made man after the adversities he kind of faced going through foster care. As far as how he fits in this Bills offense here, I mean, is he kind of becoming your pass-catching running back? How do you see the Bills utilizing Ray Davis?
Davis did get better as a pass catcher last year. He showed that he has some talent there, but you know, he's going to be that short yardage back, in my opinion. He's going to be that running back that you can have in the backfield on obvious passing downs. He's good at picking up blitzes. He's a solid blocker already. You know, the only knock against him is probably his age. He's 23 years old already, but I don't anticipate, and I'm not a big fan of giving running backs a second contract unless you have someone that's really special. So by the time this first contract runs out, one, he's still young enough that you could resign him if need be. But age was the only knock against him. And that's, you know, that's not a huge thing at the end of the day. I like the fit. It's exactly what the Bills needed because, you know, Ty Johnson, I thought, did a really nice job when called upon to block, but I thought he had a little bit more juice in the running game. Carter is going to be really good in terms of that pure blocker, short yardage between the tackles, take some of that punishment off of Josh Allen in short yardage situations. I know you can always go to Allen on those third and inches, fourth and inches QB sneak, but you can also give Ray Davis those opportunities in second and short, the third and short, maybe before the fourth and inches. And I think he can move the chains more times than not.
I kind of like the Bills pick in the fifth round, the first pick in the fifth round,
Center Cedric Van Pranger out of Georgia because he's a three-year starter. He's won a lot of college football games. He's won titles. He's a winner. And he's coming into a situation where, look, we all want to assume that Connor McGovern is going to slide over to center and everything is going to be good and David Edwards can slide over. Wouldn't it make sense to give Van Pranger like as much of an opportunity during camp as possible to win the starting center role and slide McGovern back to guard where he excelled last year? And then instead of disrupting two spots on the line, you're only disrupting one heading into the season?
I would argue you'd be disrupting three because you don't know how Deion Dawkins is going to fare with a different guard there either. So absolutely, if Van Pranger can show up and play to the level that I think he can, I think that he could win that starting job, or he could have that job by the end of his rookie season. Like you said, played in a winning program, didn't miss any time, was a force in terms of the physicality that he brought to the Georgia offense. That was maybe my favorite pick, definitely my favorite pick of day three. I might even argue it's my favorite pick overall in this draft class, and shout out to Catherine Fitzgerald of the Buffalo News for calling him Cedric the Centertainer. Great nickname for this guy coming into the league. He doesn't. I know the Bills said that he has the versatility to play a little bit of guard. I see him as a pure center, but considering that's a need after cutting ties with Mitch Morse, I love this fit. I love this pick, and I think that looking back at this draft class in a few years, you're going to see a guy that will be their starter for the foreseeable future of that position. Wonder how you got him in the fifth round.
All right, Ryan, I'm going to give this a crack. Ready? Okay, I'm stepping up to the plate. Here we go. Fifth round pick, Edifuan Olufashio.
Is that right?
Better than I could say. Yeah, I've been struggling with that last name a little bit here myself. Solid linebacker at Washington. I think he's more of a special teams player than anything else out of the gate. But you give him a year or two to learn the system. We've seen the way that the linebackers have taken to water here. Terrell Bernard, the way that he came on and start after a very shaky rookie season. I'm expecting big things out of Dorian Williams in year two. You saw what Tyrell Dodson did last year. Obviously, he left in free agency, but this team has done a good job of coaching up their linebackers. And in time, I could see him at least being part of a depth rotation there. But great special teams players, that could be his role on day one. They have to replace some of these players they lost in free agency, Dodson, Tyler Medikevich, who's still out there. You need those types of players on special teams.
All right, so talk us through the benefits of taking Travis Clayton with the first pick in the seventh round, Ryan, a guy who's never played football before but has that international player pathway program attached to him, and the size, which is something that I'm sure will turn a lot of heads when we get to see him this summer at St. John Fisher.
Yeah, freakish athleticism in the pro day that he had, that he showed off and displayed. And when you see that, you sit there and you say, okay, I know he's never played football, but he does have experience doing, was it boxing, rugby, rowing, and possibly one other thing in there too. The athleticism is there. Now it's about coaching him up. And listen, if I had to pick a positional coach on this team that has coached up players better than anyone else, I could make the argument for Aaron Cromer, just his entire body of work in his career. What we've seen from him in Buffalo, though, too, what he did with Osiris Torrance as a rookie, getting him out there as a starter on day one, what he's done with Ryan Vandermark, what he's done with Alec Anderson, getting them both on the 53. Clayton is going to be someone that is going to have that extra practice squad spot on the Bills roster. You're going to be able to bring him along. You're not having any expectations for him, and you're just expecting Cromer to be able to kind of bring that game out of Clayton. And based on the intangibles, if Cromer can do that, they're going to have a force on this offensive line in Clayton. And, you know, going even back to Tylan Grable, Grable's another guy that I liked as a developmental prospect. I think that he is going to struggle to make the roster, and they would have to try to stash him on the practice squad. But this guy was a high school quarterback that then transitioned over to tight end and then on to the offensive line. He's only been playing offensive line for 4 years, but he did such a good job at UCF that he had a draftable grade going into this draft, and you see all the tools there. So two of those last three picks with the offensive linemen, offensive tackles, the potential at least is through the roof.
Yeah, Ryan, I always think that if you are somebody that's drafted in the seventh round, would you rather be drafted in the seventh round or would you rather be an undrafted free agent? Maybe go to a spot that maybe you think is better for you or somewhere you want to go. I mean, what do we make of it that Frank Gore Sr., who I'm sure had a big voice and where his son would land after he didn't get drafted, that the Bills are, we're actually going to see Frank Gore Jr. out at Fisher, perhaps? I feel pretty old here, Ryan.
Yeah, you and me both, and I'm sure we'll see Frank Gore there once or twice too, senior that is, checking out his son. And, you know, I like Frank Gore Jr. The Bills brought him in for a 30 visit. He had back-to-back seasons of over 1,000 yards rushing, 4,000 yards total in his college career. The skills are there to be, you know, not like a three-down back, but to be part of a rotation. For the Bills, it'll be tough to make that roster. We've already talked about the options with James Cook, Ty Johnson. You bring in Ray Davis. That's three right there. So if he does do a good job at training camp, again, you put him on the practice squad. And with the way players get injured in this league, it could be just a matter of time before he gets elevated and gets an opportunity. The fact that he didn't get drafted and the fact that, you know, Frank Gore is so high-end, Brandon Bean spoke very highly of him after the draft when Frank Gore Jr. signed with the Bills. That also says a lot about what he thought of his time in Buffalo, despite it being just for a short span of time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ryan, apparently the Bills only want to sign guys named Mike Edwards as well. We have another Mike Edwards as an undrafted free agent coming in out of Campbell, but he's got a lot of size, and he's somebody that I think we'll be paying attention to as well this summer.
Yeah, again, 6 feet, 7 inches, 340 pounds, former four-star recruit as well. So sometimes you wonder, like, you know, why didn't it connect? Why didn't this player take off in college? He ended up playing at Campbell. Did pretty well there in his final year. But the Bills are just all about drafting monsters and seeing if they can kind of develop these guys. Spencer Brown, they were able to get it done. Tommy Doyle's had some injury issues, but he was another one of those big prospects that they've brought in. They have a type that they like for offensive tackle, that's for sure.
So, Ryan, players that are invited to Bills rookie minicamp, which is upcoming here, that does not mean that they are on the roster, correct? That means they have to kind of earn it. So, I mean, historically speaking, like, what's kind of the expectation here that these guys are coming in and maybe one or two slots perhaps available?
I think one or two is probably just about right when you look at this. And, you know, you'd like to probably be able to sign three or four of them, but the Bills don't have that many roster spots to necessarily put toward these mini camp invites. But, you know, Michael Fortney, a Wisconsin O-lineman, they really targeted O-linemen. There's a few corners. I like Travis Blackshear from Furman. The linebacker from Jacksonville State had a nice career. So they have some guys here. Sheridan Jones from Clemson. The UB kicker has a rookie minicamp offer from the Bills and Packers. So an interesting assortment of players for sure.
Ryan, where do the Bills stand right now in terms of how many players they can still sign? Because we know that if they sign a free agent moving forward, it won't count against them in the comp pick formula. And I remember it was around, you know, this time last year that Leonard Floyd became a Buffalo Bill, and I know there's still plenty of free agents out there. So where do they stand with cap, with roster space? Can we expect to see Brandon Bean make another move here before we get to OTAs?
Yeah, the last I checked, I think they would now be at 84 players. They just added another UDFA today from Miami Hurricanes. So I think they're at 84. They have about six spots left. You would think, though, that after June 1st, once that $10 million cleared from the Trey White deal, they might bring in another veteran wide receiver. I don't think they're necessarily going to be in a rush rate to get to 90 exactly, but they have a little wiggle room there. But cap space-wise, it's still about $3 million. It's not great. So they're going to probably have to wait a little bit to bring in any kind of players that might be able to provide some sort of impact this season.
So for fans that may be holding out hope, boy, this wide receiver room needs a little bit of a you know, added to it here. The big swing of, say, one of those San Francisco wide receivers, or, you know, a wide receiver that might want to get paid like an Odell Beckham Jr., that it seems pretty far-fetched. Is that fair to characterize it that way, Ryan?
Yeah, I think that's extremely fair to categorize it that way. You're not going to be trading for any of the big-name receivers from San Francisco. You're not going to be getting T. Higgins from the Bengals. If Odell Beckham Jr. lowers his asking price or has it in a realistic range, maybe. I think you're probably looking at a DJ Chark, who they brought in for a 30 visit years ago. Maybe an older guy like Allen Robinson. Someone in that category that can maybe catch 20, 25 passes in this offense, be someone that's lower on the depth chart, but also help this young wide receiver room.
Ryan, what do you got going on this week at New York Upstate that we can check out? We love the undrafted free agent tracker. And what are you and Matt dialing up here for the Shout podcast this week as well?
Yeah, so this week I'm going to kind of break down all the Bills picks in terms of getting to know them a little bit. It gets a little hectic on draft day trying to write those pieces up. So I'll be bringing those articles out throughout the week. Matt and I will kind of give our final thoughts on the rookie class here this week. We'll talk a little bit about the UDFAs, which players have a path to the roster, if any. Who do we like of the UDFAs? So things like that. And then, you know, before you know it, we'll be in a few months' time, at least, talking about training camp here, and look forward to that.
Yeah, and the schedule release, too. I mean, I would like that. May is coming up here very shortly. Ryan, appreciate all the work that you and Matt are doing. Thanks for giving us a few minutes here today.
Absolutely, guys.
Ryan Talbot, you can read his work at NewYorkUpstate.com. That's where you can find his undrafted free agent tracker 2024. Again, NewYorkUpstate.com, the Shout podcast. Always appreciate when Ryan joins us in his co-host on the Shout podcast, Matt Perino of the Syracuse Post-Standard, joins us tomorrow at 3:25 to talk more Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and that seems about right, like 84, 85. So there are a few slots that would be available. Maybe they go a couple of these slots here to this Bills rookie mini camp, and we'll discuss that with Matt tomorrow as that becomes a little more, you know, in focus there. He did bring up one thing, Danger, and I wanted to kind of get your take on this. I know your team drafted, the Bears drafted a punter, and I'm not in favor of spending it. You got to be right.
They didn't just draft a punter. They drafted Iowa's best player, Gene. Show some respect.
Yeah, that's exactly the vibe I want to like kind of bring over from my offense. You know, like, are we really sure on Tyler Bass? He's coming off his worst season, and you could say, well, it was the holder. Well, you know, just shake it off. Well, whatever. The idea that you're bringing in UB's kicker to rookie minicamp, I would hope they bring in somebody to compete with Tyler Bass.
I think they're invested in Bass, but I also think he's a kicker. So you can pull that trigger at any point. They've shown that they have no problem changing their plan at the last minute, going in a different direction. We saw it in training camp a couple of years ago with the punt god, and we've seen it with punter in the past, and I don't know why they would all of a sudden show loyalty to Tyler Bass when they haven't shown that kind of loyalty to their punters in the past. They can move on. Even though they're invested, they could find another Tyler Bass.
Oh, my gosh, you brought a punt god. I totally forgot he's in Kansas City.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Every offseason move, they're going to rub our nose. And I can't believe you went on Binkley's show yesterday. I mean, that had to have been painful for you.
I should kind of, because they played some clip of a Bills fan ranting, bleeping everything out, going over everything. And they didn't even bring that up. It's the 13 seconds. It's this. And we welcome in, OJ. And I'm like, my first line was, why did I agree to come on to this? That was it, you know?
That's right. Why did we agree to let him on Friday? We got some pushback on that from Bills fans. No, like, what are we doing? Everything that the Chiefs are doing, it's almost as if they're doing it as if to say, you can't do it, but we can. You can't draft Xavier Worthy, but we can. You can't roster the punt god, but we can. You can't make it to the Super Bowl, but we can. It's maddening. And oh, by the way, today, Travis Kelce gets an extension. He's not going anywhere for another two seasons.
The line from Binkley that the one set to sit there and take it like, yeah, you know, I was really excited for you guys finally to get the opportunity to feel what it's like to draft 32nd.
Yeah.
But even you couldn't do that, right? Yeah. Oh, okay, great. Thanks,
guys. Well, I just enjoyed saying that the Bills were on the clock when we were on the air on Friday. I don't know that we'll ever get the chance to say that again. The Buffalo Bills are on the clock. But it's Keon Coleman, and this draft class is one that we might look back at and be like, what if? Or we might have a few surprises. There are always a few surprises. And for anybody that's reading up on draft grades in the days after the draft is completed, remember the one grade that really is blanketing over the entire draft, and that's incomplete. You can't really judge how any team's draft class plays out until you see it in action. And for the Bills, hey, Keon Coleman seems like a bit of a departure from what they like or what they've said that they've liked all these years. Separation. Guys, separate. I mean, he's a likable guy, fun character.
Like, he's got good hands. Like, if you had
good hands,
like, if you had to pick qualities in a wide receiver, I know, like, what would be at the top of the
list?
I'll
say this: Keon Coleman makes that catch that Diggs didn't make. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I like Diggs. I've always liked Diggs. I think Diggs is still a wide receiver one, but Keon Coleman probably makes that catch. His hands are. He's got giant hands. He's a big dude. He can go up and get it. Diggs is a separator. He's an elite route runner. Keon is not an elite route runner. He struggles with some of these routes. But if he can do a couple of them really, really well, maybe you have something. Maybe you find different ways to use him outside of just the X role on the outside. It'll be interesting to see what Joe Brady does with some of these weapons. And yeah, we don't know what Justin Shorter is. Like, Justin Shorter and Keon Coleman feel interchangeable to me. They feel like the same receiver.
See, I think Shorter is the guy who's going to go over the top more often. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the thing, we have to hit the reset button with Joe Brady running the offense. And now you can just kind of draw it up the way you want. Are we really buying, though, that Josh Allen, like, texted him right away, hey, you're my guy? Who's going to say that to whatever wide receiver?
Keon Coleman on going back and forth on text with Josh Allen.
Yeah, he texted me, you know, the day of. I was like, you know, you the guy I wanted. I watched a lot of receivers, and, you know, I won't play with you. And I'm like, I've been saying the same thing. I want to go play the guy that went number 17. And, you know, he's a great quarterback. I think he's one of the best in the league right now. And, you know, I would love to be catching passes from him. I'm ready for that.
Now, if that's true, that's great news for the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen got his guy. Not the guy that the scouts and the, you know, pre-draft prognosticators thought would make most sense for the Buffalo Bills. He got his guy. He liked Keon Coleman. If that's true, then great. You've got a guy that can go up and get it. Not necessarily separate, but with those big hands and that physicality can maybe win you some games. But even Brandon Bean is kind of like pumping the brakes on what Coleman could be early. And I think we all have to remember that early on, you might not see the kind of production out of Keon Coleman that you saw out of Steph Diggs the first few games of last year.
Well, would you sign up, though, for Dalton Kincaid? Yes. Dalton Kincaid, remember the first four games. I remember how many times did we talk to Matt Perino and everybody else? Hey, what are they doing with this kid? They're not using him. Use him. And maybe whether that was by design or was just Dorsey didn't know what he was doing with him, I would expect the kind of the same sort of pattern.
Sean McDermott isn't very quick to hand the keys over to a rookie, right? I mean, you have to kind of show it. You have to kind of show up.
Trey White.
That was the one.
Who else?
I mean, Ed Oliver got on the field right away as a rookie. Rousseau got on the field. But I mean, like, these are guys that I still, when we talk about Oliver and Rousseau, like, I still feel like they're developing, even though they shouldn't be at this stage of their NFL career.
Well, I'll give you an example of one player. They're like, hey, wait a second. They drafted, and then you really didn't see. And then last year, like, whoa. How many times do we talk about the middle linebacker position? Well, it's Bill Inspector. It's going to be, you know, Dodson. No, all along it was Bernard. We just didn't know what we had in Bernard. Yeah. And then when he was out there, wow. Yeah, wow.
Wow.
That's the one thing I kind of learned from you, Danger. Easiest impression.
Oh, Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we gotta find, we gotta write some copy for Owen Wilson to read. Because there's a cadence to Owen Wilson, and there's also like a tone to Owen Wilson. Like, he always kind of plays the same guy. He's always surprised. That's why wow is the easiest thing to say, because he always kind of like feels like he's like either he's surprised or he's trying to defuse a situation.
Well, Lowen, I know you haven't heard about, you know, the Buffalo Bills here in the last 3 months, but let me tell you, they traded Stephon Diggs.
Wow. Really? You move on from Diggs? We have happy hour on the way next. We have time for your calls at 866-4FAN, 866-4326. And we'll recap this draft class and some of the undrafted free agents of note. That's all coming up next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.